And now, James Gravel.
The Bible is full of examples of people who lifted their eyes toward heaven in order to approach God's throne in prayer. From these examples, we learn that prayer is a special form of communication between humans and their Creator. Through prayer, people can praise Jehovah as their Maker, offer words of thanks to God, and make requests of the Lord. As early as Genesis 4, verse 26, we read, "Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord." Even today, prayers are routinely offered before sporting events, at civic luncheons, and in the assemblies of religious organizations. However, is it true to say that just because people pray to God, He will hear and respond to their prayers? No, it is not, because not all prayers are offered in accordance with God's will. In Old Testament times, Gentiles had patriarchal law, and Jews had Mosaical law through which they could send prayers before their Heavenly Father. But with the arrival of the New Testament that came through Jesus Christ, John 1:17, both patriarchal law and Mosaical law were abolished. God's mandate under that new law was that prayer had to come to God through Christ Jesus. Jesus Himself said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through Me." John 14, verse 6. The ability to approach the throne of God is a marvelous privilege, for it is through prayer that we gain access to God, who is the hearer and answerer of our prayers. We, however, stand in need of someone to present our petitions to God. Without such a mediator, our prayers will go unanswered. In 1 Timothy 2, verse 5, the Apostle Paul left no doubt as to who that mediator is when he wrote, "There is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus." Jesus instructed us, "Most assuredly I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in My name, He will give you." John 16, verse 23. The Apostle John wrote, "We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous." 1 John 2, verses 1 and 2.